שלום, אנחנו נפתח את השיעור שלנו בסיכום הכנסים באמריקה.
Hello, we're beginning our lesson with summarizing on Congress.
Yes, friends, I want to ask about your impression very briefly, and most importantly, what do we need to take into consideration and add and correct in order to advance even more? Please. If anyone has anything to say, I'll be very happy to hear. Yes, please. Asaf.
Rav, it's a very good impression, very powerful Congress in R10. We felt that we reached a new degree of unity, really something completely new. All the friends unanimously agreed that we don't know what happened on the Congress, but suddenly we felt more connected, more in need of each other and of the Creator between us in all aspects, ascends, descends, everything together, a very strong connection. And what we really liked, Rav, was to see you connecting with the Kli sitting in front of you. It really taught us how to work with each other, how to work with our students. In the Latin American Congress, you really put your heart on the table, so to speak. And in the U.S. Congress, it was more kind of intellectual. And it was something very special, really.
Thank you. It was truly a little different between the South America and North America Congresses. It's true, and nevertheless, was something missing, lacking? Was anything different? How did you feel about the absorption of the material? The distance, I'm not here, I wasn't here. Does it influence anything? Is it different?
There is an essential difference in the way that you perceive materials, where there is a workshop and where there isn't. When you only sit and listen, then something's missing.
Very nice. You're right. It was missing. It was felt lacking. That's for sure, but there's no time. Perhaps we need to work more on the material, the amount of excerpts, a number of topics that I had to... Maybe I had to keep it shorter, both in the quantity and the depth. It's true, there was no time for workshops and... How can you get everything in there? You're right. I'm with you.
I'm talking on part of my role in Yeshivat Chaverim. There were many gatherings all around the world, mere congresses. I got plenty of clips that we'll probably use on the upcoming Yeshivat Chaverim. Friends gathering, it was really amazing. I'll just say a few special things. I'm excited. In Czechoslovakia, there was the Hungarians and the Austrians joined the Czech friends. In Barcelona, there was a very special gathering. In Odessa, about 200 people got together. In Baltia, in Rome. I also went to Rome on the Mexico Mirror Congress, and it was amazing. In Vladimir, in Berlin, there was a strong gathering in Almaty, in Moscow, in Tulansingo, during the New Jersey Congress. There was really something amazing going on there in London and other places. And the warmth between the friends, the integration.
If you say Koblov was close to Odessa, about 250 people were in the Mirror Congress. It's hard to call it a Mirror Congress. It was a Congress. There were maybe 40 kids with kids program, many guests, many people invited their spouses, and they had like a also recreational activities, and they had an intro lecture. They could take part in all the events and also enjoy the vacation time. It was a holiday.
Yeah, the word holiday really suits the situation that the entire World League got together. There will be really special things on the Yeshivat Chavirim. Big L'chaim to everyone.
Od. More? That's the summary.
No. Ken.
Yes.
Baruch Shufcha, Mikael Or.
Welcome, Rav. My question. We really made an effort to come together, and to some extent, we have succeeded. Did we help you pass on the materials there to our Achab?
Of course, I felt this backing, although there are students there as well, and you can't say that they are more distant from me compared to the group here, but the fact that there is a strong that certainly understands and feels and travels this path with me daily in a way that doesn't happen like that in any group around the world in a very organized manner, it helps greatly. I can feel it, that you're behind me, supporting me and understanding and are holding me, and it really helps. It's the vessel through which I speak to everyone. Meaning, not that I towards the Americans or the South Americans and so on so forth. In a sense, it's always through the vessel that is here, that is present here.
When will the receiver become a transmitter? Has the time come, or do we still have to wait?
I think that you need to try. Yeah, you also do it, at least within the borders of Israel, to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah more and more to everyone, to the masses. Regardless of whether they are secular, religious, belong to any ethnicity or any nation, and also abroad, internationally. Not that I need to go to different places. I don't feel that I have the strength for it anymore so much, but you need to think how to establish such meetings, such congresses all over the world. There's a big difference between doing it from here and doing it nevertheless in Mexico or New Jersey or other places where people come and gather. They make an effort. They invest money, time, energy, and this is an investment in spirituality that is perhaps not less important than the work they do with their heart and their brains. It's not less important. So it's worthwhile to do it when such a great number of people gather. It's very important. And yet, look, we don't take Latin America into consideration that much, but it covers an area from the United States down to the South Pole, you know? To come to a certain area, a certain region with a few adjoining countries and have a congress there, it's something else.
I'd like to ask you to invest in the young students for them to surpass us and take us there.
The youth I can't take care of everyone. I give a lesson. This lesson, other than the programs I'm recording and my participation on Twitter, and Facebook, I'm incapable of giving more. No. It's possible that if you bring a group of youth in the evening once a week, or somehow I'll be able to give them something, but I'm not certain I'll do any better than the friends who are here, that are already experienced. And they know what to do. I don't think... I remember that I used to give those talks once upon a time. There are students here that of mine that were with me 20 years ago, and today I can't give such talks. It's really changing. After all, back then it was interesting and good and nice, had a spark in it, but today such things, it's very difficult for me to give, to be integrated, incorporated with the youth. You have to do it.
Thank you very much. We're tremendously lucky that you're a teacher. Thank you. Thank the Creator.
Thank you. Yes?
There was a workshop on the Mexico Congress about envy that was really strong, also the U.S. Congress. We talked about this. I think that we should dedicate more time to it. We don't yet exactly understand how to work with it.
How to use it? Envy as a motivating force in the group, in the tents. Yeah, we have to improve in that constantly. So you have to ask additional material, and we'll do it.
Also, there's a question that came from the congresses. Someone who didn't go to the camp, didn't go through the learning center, can he watch the morning lesson?
I don't know. Let him try. But after all, the campus is not a part in life that you should skip. It provides a foundation for everything. A person who would skip to a part that we're studying will enter a special topic, one of many, and he might go deeper into it with us, relatively deeper. But I think that they are giving him a very wide basis, which he shouldn't skip. And maybe he should finish campus alongside the lessons here. But that's what I think, but you should know better. Yes, Samir?
Good morning, Rav. Welcome.
I think that the South America, North America Congress really, there was something, you know, topics of jealousy. The people, we could see that they really feel it. We could see that the environment of South America and North America, it was felt, you know, what they were going through. And also at the same time, it influenced us. You know, also the part where continuous prayer, every 10 was sharing the prayer, it just brought us to a new level of connection. I think new ideas really helped a lot.
Nice, thank you. Uri?
בהמשך למה שאמרת לרחמי בקשר בינינו אליך, אני רוצה רק להגיד שהמסרים...
I just want to add that the messages that you sent us from there, they really set us on course. At least what I feel is that, okay, now we're doing what Rav tells us to do. He's directing us, he's guiding us, and it allows us to focus more on what you need us to focus on during the Congress, and we can add more of that over time.
There's a great difference between if I'm sitting somewhere there abroad or if I'm here, when you're studying and working in workshops or something?
No, it's not about the... The thing is that we're on a congress, and wherever you are, we live, we experience what the people there are experiencing, but suddenly you're sending us a message like, okay, was it good? Now I need you to do this and that. And you said another request, send this.
You specifically?
Yeah, we get messages from you. You send different things. Look, this is how I feel. This is what I'm asking you to do. There was something really powerful that you sent us.
To hear what?
You know, for example, to hear the Congress through the friends. And we really worked on it. And
okay, I got it. Yes, Owen?
The lessons were really exciting. It was felt that you are putting us in these specific pictures. Now be like cogwheels, not too fast, not too slow. Now be like a drop in the womb. The feeling was that you're like really forming, shaping us.
Okay, yes.
First of all, there was a very strong impression from the questions asked during the Congress that took us to a completely new degree. And usually you talk according to the chisaron, the deficiency that the students have. And you could really see it. And you really took us all forward in terms of how to approach the Creator. That is something that you practically mentioned every lesson. We felt it from the students' chisaron, and I really think that that's what's important.
They advanced beautifully, I think, over the last year, compared to what it was before. And it's good that I saw them, that I met them, I was incorporated with them during the Congress, first the one, then the other. And those are truly new people, new material, a new degree of willingness, and I think you felt it. It didn't exist before. Something happened in the world, and the Creator is really caring for us and strengthening and unifying us, and He's aiming us towards spiritual action. I felt it there strongly. I thought South America, North America, from here. I prepared ourselves somehow to the lessons, but to such an extent that there would be no difference, and from the bottom of everyone's heart there would be a point of contact and understanding. They advanced greatly, immensely. Well, South Americans, it's clear, but North Americans, I was surprised. There's been great change all over America, among all the people who live there, and the American society. Something had happened. They kind of came down from their ivory tower a little bit. They started to look at themselves critically, and there's a great change. So I think that our groups, at least in on the American continent in general, have come closer greatly. Also in numbers, they say there are great awakenings. Okay. No one else?
I think that this Congress was the strongest Congress ever. especially the New Jersey Congress, very deep lessons. Your answers were simple, and they entered the heart directly. I also was very impressed by the women, the depth of their questions.
Yeah, yeah, we have to mention that the women have really grew tremendously in their understanding, feeling the matters internally.
The friend's willingness to immediately execute what you said. For example, you said, write down what I'm saying. Immediately, the guy from Hong Kong, he got up with his notebook, he wrote down your answer. It was really exciting. And maybe some info for the organizers. We left Friday night before lesson number 7 because there was a 3-hour break or something. I was waiting for the lesson. I couldn't go to sleep. It was the strongest lesson on the Congress, lesson number 7. I still don't think that I understood everything. I saw friends on the WhatsApp writing the same. Very deep materials, lots of excitement. Thank, I don't know, you, the creator, World Kli.
It's the whole world clear. It all depends on the receivers. We all receive it from above. Thank you. Itzik?
Really, we saw the mirror congresses. What would be good is if we could integrate those mirror congresses into the congress itself and give them the ability to let them ask questions or something, because the congress, it was really an American congress, and it didn't feel like a world congress.
It's clear. I don't know how to do it, to include in those hours also from all the material that we prepared. I went through barely half. Let's say there were 10, 11 excerpts. 5-6 max excerpts I read, and every excerpt is does not repeat. Each one is a different viewpoint that allows you to scrutinize things. And during this time, to have a connection between the groups and get them to ask and answer. Is that me? Maybe we need to do more of it. As I heard, we have two congresses ahead of us, a Russian congress in Moldova and a congress in Bulgaria, European, in the fall. Maybe we need to do it in this way, but here I need help. I can be in both and manage things. In the communications with the friend between the groups, this we have to think about in advance.
I also want to mention that the lessons were shorter, but stronger, more intense.
Yeah, we'll take it into consideration. Yes, Danny. Danny went to make me coffee. I felt myself at home. Before that, everything was.
I just wanted to say that the length of the lessons was very precise, and the music really helped.
Yeah, how they sing in different languages, Hebrew and Russian, in general, yeah.
I think that, by the way, my name is Uri, I'm from the Emma Moshavot group, but I don't like my name Uri, I like Meir.
What? Uri, Uriel, maybe call yourself Uriel?
I really liked the fact that you really answered their chisaron. It's not like here that we're 400 people, and it allows them to feel that they're not alone, that you're connecting with them. There was also a question that someone asked you from some African group, if I remember correctly, about the point in the heart. What's the point if you don't have the point in the heart? And it reminded me, your answer reminded me that 15 years ago I asked you if it is possible to awaken the point in the heart in someone who's not on the path, and back then you answered that Dari says that it's possible, and the Rabash says that he doesn't know how.
Yeah, but he also gave an example. How such people would come to Bala Sulam, and he would say, let him sit. Each one has something. We all come from the shattering. There isn't a human in this world that doesn't have the complete structure. The question is only to what degree it is concealed, that point in the heart. So you should sit and receive from the surrounding light, and the point will grow.
Thank you.
Ken.
I'm going to ask, how do we continue with the morning lesson and with the content and everything? Always at the end of the Congress, you tell the students that the most important thing is to come to the morning lesson, and we have different options, different optional materials that we can study. And the question is, how do we continue, especially for the young students?
I think that maybe we'll go for a few days to come out of the state, and we can maybe tomorrow or Sunday tell us what you prefer. We did not finish the preface, right? We came to second restriction, I think. There's an important part there. Belongs to us, I think, from the second restriction onward, from the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's one thing. In Tess, depends on which part you want to study. I started at night, in the evenings, for those who can be here. I started from part one. So we do half an hour, 30 minutes Zohar, because we don't have much left. From the Zohar, only the last book from the entire series, and then we'll have the Tikkunim of the Zohar, the corrections. It's one book, and then so we will study one book, half an hour, and then the rest of the time we'll do tests, and we'll go from part one onwards. So you tell me what to do. I'm going according to what you want. To jump to the advanced parts, the problem is it dries a person out because he doesn't feel, doesn't understand, he can't relate himself to the study, doesn't feel a reaction when he studies it. That he has a connection to it. It's not clear to him.
If there's a way to at least make it a part of the morning lesson so that young students that right after the Congress want to continue, they have the drive, something that they can connect with.
What?
Ravash's social articles, or on the Congress you talked about working with the darkness and...
So we take such excerpts and we can continue them. I have no problem. Just decide what we want to do, what articles, or rather, what topics, because an article you can sometimes finish in one lesson, and you can't finish in one lesson, and that's what we'll do. Bring the topics and we'll do it. A person studies where his heart desires. Tell me what you desire, and we will do it. Yes, I'm not.
Sharing impressions. First of all, I wanted to say that in the evening, half an hour Zohar and then Tess, it's really good. But regarding the impressions, many times I heard you say that when you teach us and you feel a bit tired and you're saying, I don't know, it's a doubt, I'm in doubt whether I'll go to another Congress in the United States or South America, and then you're going there and the love around you and the students yearning. And I heard you say at least twice to students there that if you want, I'll come more than once a year. You just prepare everything and be prepared yourselves. And it shows the power, the strength that the world gives. And I don't know, with all the flights and the thousands of miles, I sometimes, I don't know.
It's not too bad, it's not that difficult. I'm not sitting on a camel, you know, thousands of kilometers. I'm doing this journey.
Anyway, vast distances, the different time hours, time zones.
I'll tell you, maybe you can understand it. The distances make no difference to me. Changing weather also. I'm used to living around the clock. Right now, it's now evening there, and soon it'll be night, and it's not important to me. I sleep this way or that. So, to me, it's not a problem. It's not like when I was younger, where it was day and night was night. You know, everything kind of blurs out with age. It's actually easier than for a young person. I don't feel difficulty, really. And these kind of meetings give a lot of strength.
I think that the strength that the World Kli gives Rav with the hundreds of students that were here every day, all the time, but the strength that the World Kli gives you, the love that they show you, their desire, their yearning to learn, it's really noticeable and praiseworthy.
Yeah, what the New York group did, especially Leo, Ilya, and other friends. They invested a great deal of strength, and the organization was excellent. Also in Monterey, they organized everything for kids and women, and there were activities. Everything that we have in our Congress, they had there.
One more thing I wanted to point out is the organization, the way the World Kli organized things in Monterey and in North America. Excellent organization, profound knowledge and understanding. They prepared themselves and it was really successful, powerful, heartily.
Yeah, what you're capable of doing, I don't know if anyone else in the world can do it. There's no other organization around the world can put up such an event, and we don't even know how many thousands of other people who are watching it from every place.
Mexico is a very big group that there were many people there.
Yeah, there are people that came from South America, from Chile, from different places.
Thank you, Rav.
There is no doubt that it's invigorating and exciting, very moving. There are people, these are people who are willing to invest everything.
We also felt the same way here. In this study hall, there was a lot of excitement and itpa'alut. We're really impressed with World Kli. First of all, the World Kli, they also gathered here. Many friends came. And it was really powerful. Another thing is regarding the style in which you give the lesson, that you read and you edit it online. It was really strong because it, you know, brought us directly into the lesson, and that you read out several passages without questions, without anything. It really gave us a very direct line, and then the questions, they opened it up.
I didn't actually intend it for it. I did it because of lack of time, but...
Yeah, that there is no reader, but that you yourself read and edit it online.
I want it to be shorter, more concise, more concentrated. It's clear. After all, it's not study. It's to... It's to deliver a certain message.
I felt that it really penetrated our hearts. It was right on. And another thing is that there wasn't that much of a difference between the North and South American Congresses. There was a kind of integration when at the end of the Mexican Congress you said, I'm leaving my heart here and going with my head to North America. You know, we expected that. But there wasn't such a big difference. Everyone was integrated.
They changed drastically. All of America, the whole atmosphere among the people, on the streets, and everything. A great change. I mean, maybe they don't feel it by themselves. You know, the way it usually happens, that only from the outside you can tell. But I felt the American people before that. And today, a dramatic change. I might be wrong, but I don't feel such changes in the people of Israel.
Several impressions. First of all, from here, I think that the variety of the world kli was really impressive. On the one hand, that we're going through a process, common process together. On the other hand, that each part of the world kli gives you a very special color. Like, for example, South America. It was like being on a cushion. That one of the friends said that you're like a grandpa walking in his flippers and all the grandchildren around you. You were really an uplifted spirit. In the United States, we felt like you really had to, you know, you had to kind of carry them. First, you had to turn on the engine, and when it really turned on, then it was very powerful. And there was really a feeling, a very different feeling. In the United States, there was a different viewed coarseness, and if we're sensitive enough, not locked inside ourselves, then you really feel how much each and every friend, how each and every group contributes, the efforts that they made in South America and in North America. In parallel to all that's going on in the United States, you could feel how our friends are really a beacon of light. And also it was felt how special the friends from the Russian Kli are. There were lots of friends here most of the time. And also, when we say that there are 2,500 connections, it's much more. Because, you know, these are groups, first of all, and also the users changed. And I think that the structure of the lessons was really good because people were expecting something from you. So there was a very good, it was, you know, the workshop and the materials and the reading and everything. It was exactly the way it should be. And everyone, all the questions were right on. And, you know, a big l'chaim to the friends that are working with the world Kli, with the friends in South America, North America, you could see the process that the students there went through. You could feel it through the questions. Also, your situation, the way you felt, it was really felt, you were bothered with dissemination, had to go out to the American nation.
You could feel it?
Yeah, I felt it through the lessons. I also knew that this was going on there on the second day. You were really bothered with it.
In the last few months, I'm under a lot of stress because of that. And I'm just pouncing on our English department, and I don't know how to explain why I want to devour them like that. And I'm unhappy with them, but we finally started to understand one another. What's missing and what needs to happen.
So I think that the strongest impression is the integration, that it's not some group going through a certain process in some country or city. It's not Petach Tikva, it's the world Kli, that everyone has their specific, special place, that if we could, you know, integrate a bit more and get a bit of the lightness of South America and the view of North America and the hardships that the Russian-speaking groups go through and the uniqueness of Europe and everything, it really...
Yes, and we need to pay attention for how the state of our world group influences the whole world, and the world influences our world B'nai Baruch group. It's a big change, and I see it. Also in America itself, there are great changes, as I said. The attitude towards Trump is changing. You know, this is... They don't think of him that he causes harm, he's an idiot, who is he, what is he? Rather, they feel a great deal of change in the economy, society. These changes are taking place. The Democrats are going down, all of his opposers feel that there's not so much place for resistance because the numbers are changing for the good. Changes in such a country and all over the world are very quick. And in Europe also, we see that they had elections. This will change a lot, and a drastic change of that. They take down the old guard. All these really incompetent people, and it will make a great difference. It's possible that we'll see great changes for the good, towards the correction, not necessarily in this sharp kind of changes through wars and great problems, but in a way that's easier, gentler. We have New York. Look how many people they have there. New York. Wow. Please. I wanted to add that the feeling from New York is such that we came to the Congress to connect the preparation of the World Kli as a whole, not just a group of New York, our group, our work before the Congress. Our work before the Congress was in general with the whole World Kli, not just the group of New York. I think that's what made the great change. We came to this Congress in order to connect.
Excellent.
Well, if I can just add, it's a great deal of gratitude to you, all the friends that came from the World Kli. We felt, and I think that's something that changed more than anything, that this thing called the Kli is a connection to you, to be capable of receiving what you have to bring out, and also to be connected to the world, to the state in America, what's about to happen here, and to understand that we must constantly be between the upper and the lower all the time. There's a serious feeling like that. And the new students that came, I think part of the impressions that we heard is from friends who started with us a few weeks ago, not people who are with us years. They're new friends, and they created such an impression. The chats that we monitor shows that they come out of here ready to be connected to our vessel, to our Kli, strengthen us, and to intensify the message that we have and tip the scale of what we have to do. And lastly, I want to say about the content of the lessons in South America and North America. It was a combination of it was a much more qualitative combination between things that we're used to seeing in the Congress and things that are more spicy that we don't see in these new kind of lessons. It's felt that none of the lessons in any of the Congresses was a lesson for beginners. There were lessons that for friends who are here for 15 years and also friends that are here only a few days, they connected to it. So thank you to everyone. A big l'chaim to the success of everyone.
Thank you very much. Okay, so let's hope that we'll continue this way. We have Berlin that wants to say something. Go ahead.
Hello, Raf. Hello, World Kli. It was a really, really amazing congress, and we were here together with 40 friends from Israel, Ukraine, Germany, Holland, yeah, many countries. We had about, let's say, one-fourth was men, and three-quarters were women. So we had a huge chisaron behind us. What was very, very impressive was the lessons, the materials. It really kept on going. Let's say it inspired us enormously. It gives a lot of yearning to want more. Let's say to connect more on it. So that's one of the things we would like to give to work. Let's say in the Congress more together on the material, because it's very, very interesting material. And what we would like to give the compliments to what the workshops were that for Lawrence and Albert and Todd and Julian. They made really amazing work. It was very moving, very inspiring. It was also very the style they used. The amount of joy was in it, and was very participative. It moved us. It was very inspiring. So we would like to give high compliments to this style of working together. It was very moving. So thank you very much, Willy. And this was from Berlin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
The Congress was great. But I want to talk about the edges of the Congress. For example, a personality like yours comes to a country to have a Congress, and the Congress itself. Why not inform the media? Why not inform thought leaders?
Who does it interest?
Well, nevertheless, those who rule the world are rulers who are in the hand of the Creator. So bring to their knowledge that someone like you is coming. If someone gets interested, great. If anyone would be interested and would like to join.
I don't know.
You used to do it more, I think, in the past. You get interviewed and all that. You're already there.
I came there, I'm there, I'm not there, it doesn't matter. You have to see if it's beneficial. And in what way? I'm known in different places. Suppose Yannick, the big guy, he took us for lunch in this restaurant, so people in the restaurant know me, and the airport people know me, and other places, but the subject, the topic itself,
it might awaken.
Right, right.
Yeah, to disseminate to the all the media, wherever you're coming to, the media, thought leaders, influencers. It could be...
Maybe.
Make the Congress something...
We'll see. I hope that. The time is coming that we'll have to go out in a broader way to the public and explain, and people will understand.
Maybe have a brochure that you can hand out there in advance of the Congress.
We'll see. We have to think about it. I'm not an expert in this field. Yes, Amit.
There was a feeling that both of these Congresses were one action, one move. It was like a classical move by the book. Like Congress in Mexico was like a giant gathering of friends, and then after a few days of preparation to the prayer, and then New Jersey knocked time after time trying to enter the point of the Ibur, and it was felt and like being in a bubble of light, very special, an inner journey where you take us from the south to the north to the depth of the Kli, and on that level it was unbelievable. And I think the ending of the Congress, I think, left me and I think many other friends with a feeling of helplessness, tension, pressure, great obligation that don't know how to express itself in light of current affairs. How do we really spread the wisdom and bring our message to more and more people? There's a feeling, there's a clear feeling that we're advancing. The whole Kli is advancing in the inner work, the social work between us, and yet we can't break the glass ceiling of dissemination to the general public.
Look, there has to be some kind of reciprocity, mutuality, and our approach to the world and the world's approach to us. You can't come to the world the way it was 500 or 1,000 years ago and start disseminating the world of the wisdom of Kabbalah there. Also, today's world, it's living in different historic periods, even though that we're living in the 21st century. I only think that these days are becoming more and more filled with content and meaning, and that we're advancing to this new world. Again, because of the changes that will happen now due to the elections in Europe, and because of what happened in the United States, I think that these are big changes on the background of which the public will be able to listen, to hear. We have to enter deeper in, all of us together, into all of these changes. I even think that from time to time, to have half an hour and lesson about what's going on in the world in accordance with the development of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and what are we seeing in the modern world, these changes. What the wisdom of Kabbalah says about it, that it's all coming true. And we'll do this. But now, really, these are very interesting times. In Europe, there are vast changes going on, and in the United States, it's completely something different. Where is the snotty American nose that you couldn't even see it was so high? Everything changed. Very good. That's it? Yeah?
They said it before, and I want to highlight this point again. The way that you, yourself, have read the text, it helped us feel how you feel the text. It was easier for all of us to suddenly feel all of us together under the Rav, how you feel and how you convey the inner message, where is the emphasis, what points, what words in the text you feel. When the reader reads it, we get it without this understanding of where the focus is or where the important points are. And when you read it, we feel that it's very easy to all of us to connect specifically to that flow that you feel towards the text. I don't think you can do it all the time, but it's definitely a point where if you can do it more, it will bring it into the reading. Sometimes you can feel how you feel and accompany your feeling.
You're right, that this is how it is. I don't know how to do this, to change all these texts. There was a reason. It was a congress, people, understand more or less, different people. They're maybe not used to the original text, so I have to make it a bit shorter, abbreviated, I don't know. But to all the time abbreviate texts and commentate, I don't know.
To follow Amit's words, where can we turn the efforts? Yesterday, for the first time, I read that a very well-known social activist gave an interview on the radio, and he called to disassemble. He said, "Who said we are one nation, one people? Let's stop with this charade. There are great parts here in the in the nation that I'm not interested in connection with them. They're not interested in connection with me. Let's break it apart." He proposed an idea of a legal federation. Each one will choose who he wants to be with, who he doesn't want to be with. Now, it's all the same group of people that are working systematically for the past few years to dismantle the foundations here, the unity, all those things. You talked about it a long time ago, but now you really see that this serpent is raising its head, not from only from the places of the politics where you used to see it, but from the place of a social movement where he says, well, let's get ourselves better lives from separating.
We see it. There are the rich, there are the poor, there's Tel Aviv, there's Jerusalem.
That's what he's saying. I live in Tel Aviv. What do I have in common with settlers? Nothing. Not a system of laws. Nothing. They'll have their Torah law. I'll have my law. They started to awaken after the Eurovision, where the state of Tel Aviv had put up a big show. And these are the pretty face of Israel. And this is the trend. Well, there isn't any other entity like us that can stand up to this and explicitly say no. And although it seems banal, but it's important and connection and everything.
Master, you're welcome. We're behind you. That's it?
Oh, Bill.
Bill. Your friends from St. Louis came, and from all those places. They look so-so.
It was an honor and a pleasure to see and feel this Congress in the way we all did. For the first time, it's almost as if the body is taking form. You see it in the way the World Kli participated in every aspect, in every detail of the Congress. Now, what was really cool was going to South America first so that Israel could open its heart another notch, and it was clear that it worked. And going to America, then it's like you turn the key on. It was very invigorating. It was very beautiful to see. Now somehow we need to continue this even in our daily lessons so that when people come to the next Congress, it blends together all as one.
יפה. תודה.
Thank you very much. Good. So, who?
Nur Sultan, בבקשה.
Nur Sultan, please.
Спасибо. Очень короткий отчет о распространении, который...
Short report about dissemination that took place during the Congress in North America, thanks to the support of the group and the friends, especially in the group of Almaty. We had a very successful dissemination without the word Kabbalah, and we scrutinized our role for the first time. We met with management, we solved very complex problems, real problems in society, and our role was that we gave the format of the proceedings. How can we connect? How can we reach the decision? And it succeeded. And Misha will say something. Yeah, it lasted for 2 days. Then we were in the Congress. We slept for an hour. Then we went to disseminate. There were no desires to go to sleep. We had a great deal of strength. All the friends were included in one process. We tried to do it, as Adama said, in such a way that we understand what the role is. And the role is clear. Wherever we come, things blossom. This is it. It was an amazing Congress.
Good, thank you. If so, let's move. In the meantime, let's move on to. Yes, Mister.
אני רוצה להתחבר למה שאמר חנוך, רק שאני הרגשתי.
I want to connect to what Hanoch said. This attack on the unity in Israel, I felt it here in the 10. I don't know where it came from, but I felt the belonging to the uniqueness of this country and this place, and what is this people all about. There was a strong attack on it, and we had to be here. And the second thing I felt strongly is that inside the 10, such levels of hate appear that I never knew. And they threw me off the table. I couldn't stay on the table. Had no tools to deal with those things. Maybe because Rav was not present in the study hall. But
it's because you grew, and so the hate grew, and the will to receive and criticism. Very nice.
Yeah, but it was together with this issue of Israel and this place and belonging to it. Received such a war that made it small. I never experienced such a war on this concept of this Israel and how important it is.
Physically small doesn't mean anything, but Israel is very important. I'm happy that you have a new discernment.
Except Hanoch brought it up as a new social trend by a politician or a social activist, but I felt it in my 10 in the strongest way possible that I ever felt a war that's happening.
Excellent. We have to be happy that this is actually that it's called that this is what the sanctity of the day caused, as it says. The wicked that are revealed have to make us happy. The first moment you get this blow, like boom, and then as quickly as possible, you have to sit down, return to none else besides him, why is it coming, where is it leading me, and you're joyful and thankful, and therefore now we are going to read